From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Dominican Republic government rejects reports condemning its treatment of Haitian cane cutters. The Bahamian media tells the West Indian Commission of their lack of interest in CARICOM affairs, and a report on tourist harassment in Barbados is given prominence in a popular British newspaper. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The government of the Dominican Republic is coming under increased international pressure over its alleged abuse of Haitian workers in the sugar industry. A variety of human rights groups have accused the government of forcing Haitian cane cutters to work in conditions of near slavery. In addition, the Dominican Republic is accused of trafficking in Haitian children and using them to perform forced labor on state-owned sugar plantations. The Washington-based Lawyers Committee for Human Rights has compiled a report which contains first-hand accounts of Haitian children being forced to cut cane after being tricked by recruiters who are paid by the Dominican government. ABC Television's primetime news program has also broadcast a dramatic exposé using a hidden camera and showing Haitian children being threatened by armed security guards for cutting cane too slowly. Mr. Jose Arteaga is a spokesman for the Dominican Republic's president, Joaquim Balaguer. Mr. Arteaga maintains the government is not to blame, partly because, he says, it's hard to distinguish Haitian adults from Haitian children.